You're listening to Kanikapila Sunday. Sean Na'awao is a multiple Nahoku Hanohano award-winning artist who's been recognized for his talents as a singer, musician, composer, and producer. His latest release is titled simply Na'awao. And welcome to the show, Sean.
Aloha, Derek. Thanks for having me.
Could you tell me how you got your start?
I come from a very talented family. My father is a musician. My uncle's a musician. You know, just watching them perform at either a bar like Lipohaku's on School Street back in the day, or you know, just doing a simple party, I was on the steps of the stage just watching my father and watching my uncle and, you know, of course, performing and singing to the audience. And from when I first saw that at 3 years old, I pretty much knew that's what I wanted to do.
Now, you've played all genres of music over the years. Why are you focusing on traditional Hawaiian music with your latest album?
Well, starting with the Manawa Company back in the late 80s, we were known for a lot of Jawaiian at the time, so call it. That was a mixture of Hawaiian and reggae. But I always wanted to do Hawaiian music with that group and four-part harmony music. And I guess for me, it's more of remembering who you are and where you come from. Although you can play reggae music, but I'd like to put like some kiho'alu into it to kind of still have that Hawaiian feel. But for this Na'awao CD, it's been 8 years since I've released a CD, and I felt that it was only right to go back to my roots. You know, I'm 70% Hawaiian. I live in Hawaii, and, you know, we can't forget that, you know, of course, the culture, and we always have to keep the culture alive.
Now, who are your influences growing up?
I have a lot. My big inspirations came from the Sunday Manoa, Uncle Robert Casimero, and of course Peter Moon and Uncle Roland Casimero. Also groups like the Sons of Hawaii. They were like my biggest idols. Other groups such as, you know, Uncle Jerry Santos and Olomana, the Makaha Sons of Ni'ihau with Israel, and of course the Makaha Sons when we were part of the Mount Kalihi Productions. We used to travel all over the world with Uncle Moon, John, and Jerome, and, you know, of course, God bless Uncle Johnny, you know, and Israel. You know, I was really close to them, but yeah. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Yeah, that's a lot, man.
Yeah.
That's a lot. Kawai Kapuakalani Hewitt seems to be a big influence on you as you've recorded many of his songs, including Kapilina, which I really enjoy and I play a lot
on
the show.
Thank you.
And a great version of that you've done. How much has he influenced you?
Uncle Frank has not only influenced me through my music, but just as a person, I've always looked up to Uncle Frank in everything that he did. his hula as a hula teacher, you know, his mentality on how he views things, he looks at things. You know, Uncle is just a blessing for me, and I'm so honored that he is a part of my music, you know, from back when I recorded Kapilina on my Neutralize It album, and Aloha Kuuhomi Aiki Alohi on my Holomua album. That was a song that was voted Hakumele of the Year. And I asked Uncle Jerry Santos to be a part of that song, you know, on that album. So, but yeah, Uncle Frank has been a big, big inspiration to me, but not only in music, like I said, you know, just him as a person. He's a great, great, great person. But I just love Uncle's mele. I mean, he's like so different from everybody else. You can actually, when you hear the song, you can actually hear why it sounds like an Uncle Frank song. That's why he's so unique.
And let's listen to a song of his that you recorded for your latest album.
Yes, Eikei Kanani a Ohopoe. And the song talks about, you know, of course, the beauty of Hopoe dancing, you know, facing Nanahuki and Haena. It's a beautiful song that Uncle Frank wrote. Eikei Kanani a Ohopoe Kawahine ha'aleva Ke ha'ala inanahunkie O kaipo Hana me ke hamoha
Sean Na'awao is on Kanikapila Sunday. His latest release is called Na'awao. And I noticed from reading the liner notes that you practically played all the instruments on the album. Now, did that make things easier for you or more difficult?
I think it's easier for me only because of how I want to interpret each different instrument. Versus if I was to bring in someone and tell them how to play it. And as a producer, I don't want to tell them to do that. I want them to come up with their own creativity. So I thought it was easier for me to just kind of do everything myself because I knew what I wanted. And of course, it was a lot faster than, you know, having to bring someone in to do most of the music. But I also have Ho'omanawa Nui Apo. She's playing piano. I also have my dad, Lani Na'awao. He's also playing piano. And of course, Casey Olsen on steel guitar. You know, all of those artists are just such a blessing to me, you know, to be on this album.
Do you find yourself easy to work with?
No, I don't. And, you know, if you bump into Lawrence Yurong from the Mountain Apple Company, and he'll probably tell you the same thing. I like to try and be a perfectionist. And, you know, like the little things that I just can't let go. That's why it's really hard. You know, I've talked to a friend of mine, and he's also in the music industry as well. And he's like, you know, Sean, you have to stop listening to it because when you keep on listening to it, you're going to find faults on this and this. So just let it go. It's fine. Just let it go. So
does that mean you enjoy playing live over recording?
Well, I actually like to do both. Live, of course, you can get away with anything because you're only going to play it once and you're never going to play it again. But in the studio, it's like you're going to play it into its right and you're going to hear it over and over and over. And you're going to kick yourself in the foot and say, oh, my God, why didn't I fix that? Oh, my God, there's a bug. There's a buzz on my guitar when I'm playing this certain chord. Why didn't I fix that? You know.
Do you find, like, when you hear a song of yours on the radio, do you listen to it and say, I could have done that a different way?
Yes.
Or do you hear that buzz as well?
I'm like, oh, my God, I'm flat. Oh, my God, the harmonies are flat. Yeah, I always check my music. Every time when I hear my music on the radio, I'm like, oh, my God. No, but, you know.
Oh, really? I don't hear any of that when I play it. Sounds good, man.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Thank you.
Now, how has your music changed over the years from that first album that you did to this one?
Well, you know, of course, the earlier albums, such as Fish and Poi, it has changed drastically. And I like to say it changed because of maybe the maturity. But don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that, you know, the reggae music of what I did back in the day was immature. I just felt, you know, going back to, again, your roots and where you come from, what you stand for and family and, you know, all of your values, you know, you kind of put it into one. And I wanted my music to grow from the first album to now, and hopefully I did that.
So are we seeing more of a Hawaiian music direction from now on from you?
Definitely.
Ah,
definitely.
Very good.
Yes, definitely.
And here is one more song now from the album, Na'awau. Which one you want to hear?
Aiyo Waipio. This song was a collaboration between myself and Kikoa Wong. And this song was actually a chant that he wrote for his wife. But I kind of changed. Kikoa kind of formatted it differently, and I put the music and the melody together. And this song talks about the beauty of Waipio Valley on the Big Island of Hawaii. So I hope you like it.
Oh, mama, come on, come on,
Sean Na'awau's latest release is called Na'awau from the Mountain Apple Company. And our Maui listeners can see Sean live, right? This Thursday, October 3rd.
Yes, at the Maui County Fair. Uh-huh. That's the opening night. There's a parade. And right after the parade, then hopefully everybody can come into the musical tent. And I'll be performing there from 7:30 to 8:30.
Great. So see Sean there at the Maui County Fair. And mahalo for joining me
today. Thank you for having me, Derek. It was nice meeting you.
Yeah.
And I was a little nervous on this interview, but thank you for bearing with me.
No problem. No, this was fine. This was great. So come back. Come back on the next album.
I will. Thank you so much.
This is Kaidi Kapila Sunday.